It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys on this Monday, February 27th, the final Monday of February. Noah, do you want to kick us off today?
Yeah, I sure can. So I kind of been, I know I did the same kind of like a mystery thing on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if this weekend watched a couple action thriller movies and some mystery stuff. And I was just like, I'm in the mood for this one. And so this is pretty cool. And I'm pretty aware of this story, but a lot of people don't know the finite details of it exactly. So are you familiar with Dan Cooper, or as known as D.B. Cooper?
I know the general story, but I don't know the details of it.
So here's some details on exactly kind of about this story, right? So on November 24th of 1971, a man calling himself, not sure if this is actually his name, but he called himself Dan Cooper. He boarded a Northwest Orient Flight 305 traveling from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. He was described as his mid-40s. He's a white man dressed in a business suit. He ordered a bourbon and a soda before alerting the stewardess that he had a bomb in a briefcase. Cooper then handed the stewardess a list of demands, saying that he wanted parachutes, a refueling truck, and $200,000 in cash waiting for him when the plane landed in Seattle. He added the phrase, "no funny stuff." I guess all bad guys got to say something like that, right? So after this exchange, so the flight lands, right? And nowadays, that flight never would have left the ground after that. But back in 1970, I guess it lands. He gets his demands. He gets the people off the plane for the money. So he gets the money. All the people get to get off the plane. And then per his request, the plane takes back off for a destination in New Mexico. But he didn't get that far. While flying over the southern Washington, Cooper strapped on one of the parachutes he had and jumped out of the plane. 9 years later, a boy found $5,800 in southern Washington with serial numbers that matched that money that was stolen by Cooper. The FBI described this case as one of the longest and most exhaustive investigations in history. Still, it's no longer being investigated now. Over 100 suspects have been evaluated, but nobody has ever found this D.B. Cooper.
Never found him, so he got away.
He's somewhere. I mean, he's got to be somewhere, I guess.
Craziness. That is crazy. To pull that off, and I know it's the 70s, so it's a different time, but still to be able to pull
but
that
still,
off.
But still, yeah. Never be found.
Yeah, crazy. Wow. All right, so here's mine. Did you know that there are golf balls on the moon?
What?
Yeah, so on February 6, 1971, Alan Shepard, he's an astronaut on the Apollo 14 landing.
Okay.
He was also a golf enthusiast, and he decided to bring his hobby all the way to the moon. So he had a makeshift club fashioned partly from a sample collection device, and he took two shots with two golf balls on the moon. He claimed that they went miles and miles.
But of course he did.
Because of his suit that he was wearing, the USGA actually put the actual distance on his two strokes at about 24 yards and 40 yards, respectively.
So not very far at all.
Not very far. But those numbers are fairly impressive, they say, when you remember he had the stiff space suit on and he only used one arm.
Oh, okay.
So it was a one-armed golf swing, so it didn't go very far, but still give him credit. And those two golf balls remain on the moon because obviously they didn't go chase them down. They left them up there. And he actually brought his club back and later donated that to the USGA Museum in Liberty Corner, New Jersey. And there are also other objects on the moon still. There's photographs up there. There's a small gold olive branch and a plaque that reads, "Here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. We came in peace for all mankind."
Hmm.
So there's a few things left
on
the
moon.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah,
we don't have a flag still up there?
I think we do. It's not listed on there, but I think it's still there.
I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Yeah, but yeah, there's also two golf balls scattered on the moon.
Scattered on the moon. So if you're ever up there,
yeah,
you know, bring a golf club. Maybe you can hit the ball for the second time.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. Back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. where you learn something new right here on the Did You Know Show.